drinking sangria. Nachos, lemon heads, my dad's boat. You won't go down cause my dick can float.
Okay, and with that, we'll just go ahead and start the Week 4 ESFFL podcast. And, yeah, we're back kicking it old school this week with a live in-person podcast. Forget about the Zoomcast for a week. We're living on the edge here. I'm with Justin Scaife, captain of this great ship. Welcome, Justin.
Hey, Jeff. Glad you're here. Thank you.
And also on board with us is Brian Hutchinson of the Bruce City Bombers. How you doing, Brian?
Doing great. Just thanks so much for letting me participate.
All right, we're here on the boat. We're in the open air, so we're very safe because of that. The sun is out shining, and we know that kills the virus, so that's good. Of course, we're wearing our masks. We're all using separate microphones. We're social distancing.
We're social distancing.
We're social distancing.
Six feet.
Yeah, all these things. Okay, a couple of those things are true. All right, let's get started. Let's talk about fantasy football for a little bit here, and then we can go into politics or anything else if you guys want to. But in the fantasy football realm, the big news today, this is, what is this, Thursday, October 1st. Welcome to October, by the way. The big news today, the postponement of the Steelers-Titans game due to COVID concerns with the Titans. They've had 5 players and 6 coaches thus far test positive. The game will be postponed. For you guys, now, I should say that the Justin's Unicorns are not playing the Bombers this week. The Unicorns are playing the Pink Slippers. We invited the Pink Slippers owner, Steve Oliver, but he's kind of lame and, you know, I don't know. He's coaching something or something like that. Who knows what he's going on? And the Bombers play the Merchants of Cole. So you aren't playing each other, but you both benefit from this news that this game is postponed till later in the season because the Pink Slippers, both of their quarterbacks are in that game, Ben Roethlisberger and Ryan Tannehill. So as of right now, the Pink Slippers have no quarterback. And the Merchants of Cool also have Tannehill. So they're stuck with only Tua Tagovailoa, something like that, and Dwayne Haskins. So that has to make you feel good, Brian, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he's quaking. Yeah, poor Larry.
I really
got him on the fence.
And Justin, even better shape. Right now, the Pink Slippers have no quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I feel sorry for Steve, but it is what it is, right?
In addition, you feel sorry for him in fantasy football, in addition to all the other reasons you feel sorry for him, right?
Oh, yeah, correct, yeah. Correct. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we talk about postponement. Yeah, he's going to have to postpone a win, I think, here.
Yeah, all right. So looking good for the Unicorns. One of the things I want to talk to you guys about, since you're both here and we're enjoying this boat ride and a beautiful day on the Sassafras River, I must say, your franchises, you're just two of 3 franchises that held on to Saquon Barkley, despite the fact he's out for the season with a torn ACL. Now, Justin, I was looking at your roster and I was saying, okay, I can see why you might want to hold on to Barkley, because he's such an incredible talent. He's multidimensional, can catch the ball, can rush the ball. He does everything. You know, I want him for 2021. But then I looked a little further down your roster, and I see you still have Blake Jarwin on your roster. So I'm thinking maybe you weren't paying close attention or something of that nature. What do you think, Justin?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I was paying attention. The problem is I think my team kind of ran into what I like to call salary lock. So if you look at my roster, I'm kind of stuck in terms of my options. And so, unfortunately, I think, like, if you look at, if you look up how, for instance, Matt Breed is doing, he usually pops
up. Not so good. Not so good.
So what I was going to say is usually the list that he pops up on are dead weight is what the title is for those web pages. So you can just imagine. I was hoping Benjamin Eno could turn into something. Clearly he's not. The problem is you look at all those guys' salaries, they're all pretty low. So I don't have a lot of room there.
Yeah, and you actually asked me earlier in the day. You said, okay, you know, if you want me to get rid of Blake Jarwin, tell me who to replace him with. And I looked, and you got about $1.3 million you could spend to replace him. I'm like, there's nobody good out there for $1.3 million.
Yeah, and I mean, that's maybe where you could, I guess get on my case a little bit. I haven't done enough homework to see what my options are, but it's just been tough to find any cheap guys, cheap talents, hard to find.
But fortunately for you, you have the Pink Slippers this week, and Well, they're due for a loss. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and I feel like my team still has a lot of good options. All the other players have been producing pretty well. Definitely glad that I have a solid set of QBs. They've been giving me the points that I need. So I think it would really be painful if I didn't have QBs going into this this week.
Yeah, Kyler Murray and Joe Burrow both with an excellent start to the season. And, you know, week one, the Unicorns came out, threw out 132 points on the Knockers, knocked them out. Mama said, knock you out. But the last 2 weeks against the Blue Hoagies and the Heavies, you only scored 101 and 107 points, respectively. So you suffered two losses there. Were those stinging losses, knowing that you lost to one Joe Wax and one Jim Sullivan? Did that sting a little extra?
Well, let me tell you something about the Blue Hoagies. Unpredictable. That's the one word I have for them. So you can you never have a chance to understand how that manager is going to play the team, what's going to go on, the points. It's just unknown. So
Joseph F. Wax, what is going on?
Exactly. So, no, it didn't sting much. I mean, maybe a little bit at first, but then I just shrugged it off and said, you know what, that's Wax.
Yeah.
He has some magic in his head that somehow he applies to football.
There's something going on that no one can really explain, yet it still is unexplainable. That's all I can say.
Unexplainable.
Now let's move on and let's talk to Brian Hutchinson a little bit about his Bruce City Bombers. Brian, now you, unlike Justin, who started the season with a big win, you actually struggled a little bit out the gates, lost your first two, but then last week came up with a big win again against the Knockers. I guess everyone's knocking the Knockers around. Brian, big win, so you've got some momentum. Do you feel, and now the Merchants of Cool are going to be without Ryan Tannehill, and not only that, Derrick Henry they will not have, and one other player here, I'm looking down his roster, I think it is Corey Davis from the Tennessee Titans. So Larry was really relying on his Titans here, and now suddenly, surprisingly, they will not be active this week, giving you a huge advantage. Are you ready to seize victory number two? That's my question to you, Brian Hutchinson.
Yeah, I am, and I hope so. He left the door cracked open, and I'm going to try to push on through. I was really happy with the way Mahomes finally came on. I was a little worried about my first pick of the year there, but he saved me at the end of with the Monday night game, and I couldn't be happier with the way that's working out and moving forward. I think we should be all right.
And, of course, we all know you're a big Green Bay Packers fan. And you got to be happy about how those Packers at 3-0 are performing thus far this season.
Yes, I was thrilled during the Saints game. I was a little miffed that I had to watch the Eagles the first 2 weeks, but at least they're getting some coverage now.
I would be upset by that too. If there was a way I could take back the fact that I watched those first couple Eagles games, I would take that back right now. Trust me, as an Eagles fan. Now, but speaking of Packers, Brian, and I apologize in advance for bringing this up because I know it's probably causing you some pain. I think it wasn't this past year. I think it was a year ago. We're in the player redistribution draft. And I remember you making a comment to me when you made your selection. Hey, I considered Aaron Jones, but I didn't want to be a homer. I felt like I'm maybe skewed by the fact he's a Packer. I'm going with one Joe Mixon. And Mixon has struggled a little bit this season, didn't have a great season last year. You know, of course, he's still an incredible talent and a guy that you reserved, still on your roster. But are you wishing you could look at that roster and see the name Aaron Jones there at this point in time?
Oh, Jeff, absolutely. The life lesson to be learned there is never go against the Packers, never go against your heart. I tried to go with my head over my heart. I even consulted with one Chris Bowen, who's usually a mastermind. He has a heck of a track record in this league. His absence is noticed. But, yeah, I that was a mistake. I do like Joe Mixon. I'm hoping he blossoms too. But, man, Jones is doing some good things, and I couldn't be happier for what he's doing for the Packers.
Well, that's probably the silver lining in all this, right? Like, if it would have been, say, I don't know, who else is doing? Oh, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
If you passed on Alvin Kamara, and Alvin Kamara had this big game against the Packers, and the Saints actually beat the Packers, then you'd be doubly upset, right? Now you're only singly upset because you're glad that Aaron Jones is doing well. Kind of like me, you know, with Miles Sanders. Like, I didn't get Miles Sanders in this league, but I'm still happy that he's a contributing Eagle for sure. Now, you invoked the name Chris Bowen.
Yeah, can I say something about that?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, the loss of Bowen is a loss for all of us. you know, we feel it in our hearts, and you know, I think we miss Bowen, don't we?
We do.
So cheers to Bowen.
Cheers.
We are socially distancing and only what do you call this? Toasting. We're only toasting. You didn't hear virtual toast. Yes, going on. All right. So we've covered all the topics that I wanted to cover. And we still have a few minutes left in this podcast. So is there anything else? You want to talk politics or anything? We had that big debate last night. What were your thoughts on the debate, Justin?
Oh, it was entertaining. That's for sure.
Hey, Donald Trump saved college football. That's what I took out of that, right?
That was a soundbite, wasn't it? Yeah, I had to hit mute. It was a frustrating event.
Donald Trump brought back the Big Ten so that we will have players to populate our fantasy football teams in the future. Isn't that great?
I think that's critical for the success of the league.
Now, do you think the Swamp Drainers owners, those being Ray Temple and Mike Hodgins, do you think they're supportive of the Big Ten coming back and everything Donald Trump is doing for us as a nation?
I would guess that they're pretty happy with Donnie Pump. See how he's turning out, but yeah, time will tell. I haven't actually spoken to either of those owners in a while.
It's interesting because they used to be in our group chat. You remember that? So we have a little group chat with some of us that work at Gore, play poker together and things like that. And you remember this? We brought in Ray and Mike to the group chat. Whatever happened to that? Did they?
I think they responded once.
Yeah. Well, no, there was this one night. Do you remember that?
They're pretty verbose, I remember, right?
No, I think that was it.
There was one night where, like, and I think this was like 11 o'clock at night. So some people may have been in bed already, and they were texting one after the another, insulting Bowen, insulting Sullivan, like everybody they could get their hands on. And I don't think they got kicked out of the group chat, but I think someone threatened, maybe it was Bowen, threatened to kick him out of the group chat. And then they just left on their own accord. But anyway.
Rest in peace, Bowen.
Rest in peace. So we are going to film some drone footage here. Justin has his drone, and unfortunately we don't have, ESFFL lead technician Scott Zero with us.
Undefeated, never lost.
He's never lost in this league. And, I think Scott has some high-risk family members, so chose not to be with us today. But we're going to see if we can take some drone footage and maybe mirror it with this audio that we have today. But regardless, we have some great audio. So,
yeah, I think that sounds like a wrap.
Yeah, let's wrap this up. Hey, good luck this week, especially Justin, to the Unicorns against the Pink Slippers, because we all enjoy watching the Pink Slippers lose, you know. And Justin, or I'm sorry, Brian, good luck to you as well against the Merchants of Cool.
Always fun to go up against Larry.
Yeah, let's listen to some more of this song entitled Boats and Garden Hose. You've listened to this podcast in its entirety. Did he just say wax?
Yep.
He said wax.
With a tick in your hand, anchors away and shiver me timbers. We like to fuck ladies with a.
Oh, we might have to mute that out. I'm sorry. Cover your children's ear from this point forward. Give that hoe a shout, cause I'm using my